the next in the line of great defensive players and future NFL stars from the Crimson Tide. Good morning, Haha. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, welcome into Houston and Huber. We're so glad that you're willing to get up this morning and talk with us a little bit about what's been going on in the life of Haha Clinton Dix since the season ended. Had an opportunity to go up to Combine, do some things there. Since that time, what's kind of been the process and what's going on with you in terms of your draft status?
The whole process has been just visiting teams, getting to know your character, me outside of my helmet, and what type of person I am, and what type of person they'll be bringing to their locker room.
Haha, when you went through this process, what's been the biggest surprise in terms of what you've gone through in terms of meeting with these teams, the questions they've asked, the tests they've wanted to run, et cetera?
The biggest surprise for me was the fact that they'll ask me a question and they already know the answer. You know, they could bring up stuff from middle school to elementary, and they had it all down packed and knew exactly what was going on. So that was very surprising.
Okay, hold on. They've asked you questions about what you did in middle school?
Yeah, about getting in trouble or being suspended or stuff like that. I'm trying to figure out how they knew that. You know, so
yeah. Well, I've always told people that. When it comes to the NFL, you're truly a meat market, and they run you through like that. But as a little kid growing up, Haha, has this process, I mean, you're literally only a couple of weeks away from accomplishing a lifelong dream. How do you plan to spend, other than visiting the team, these next couple weeks as you prepare to make that final transition?
You know, right now I'm just going to start back working out, trying to get back in shape, and be ready to go in and earn a starting job and be able to play again. So that's my main focus right now, is just getting back in shape, getting back comfortable, and getting back relaxed. Because like I said, I've been on the road for the last 2 weeks, so it's been tough for me to stay in shape.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of times people don't realize, what all happens during this time. When you say you've been on the road, how many different teams have you met with, and how many more do you have to meet with before the actual draft date?
Well, actually, I just finished up my last visit yesterday. But for the most part, I met with about 10 or 11 teams. And in the combine, I think I met with every team for about 15 minutes. So, I mean, it's been a long process. It's been a long journey, but I loved it.
Haha. In Mel Kiper's latest mock draft, he has you going number 10 to the Lions. How much would that mean to you to be a top 10 pick?
It'd be a dream come true. You know, I've been working so hard doing this since I was 5 or 6 years old, and just to be called in the first round is a blessing, and I thank God for that.
And you know, you're going to be making the trip up to New York, going to be there. Dan Patrick said that sports is the first reality TV show ever, and there's been some crazy moments in that draft room. Do they kind of brief you all on what to expect on that day in terms of the NFL draft?
Oh, yeah, they do. For the most part, we go down there and do a couple different things, different activities, kind of show us around New York. So, I mean, I think it'll be a great experience. But, I mean, we wanted the details about it, but I don't know exactly how it's going to be.
Now, Haha, we have an unbelievable following. We're worldwide here on Houston and Huber, so you may not be able to answer this question, but if you were taking your pick, and I'm not going to ask you to name one because I want to be fair to you, but if you had a top three of the teams that you feel like, because I think as players we know which team we fit most culture-wise, style-wise, and things like that. Is there a top three teams that you would like to call your name on that day?
To be honest, I don't know. I have a top 32 teams that I love. <That's> there.
Great.
And that's the best answer I can give you right now.
Hey, that is an absolute perfect answer, Haha, in terms of when it comes to getting to the NFL, I don't care. Just open the door and let me have an opportunity. Now, back to the Mel Kiper. I don't know how much, you know, because you've been extremely busy. Mel Kiper was asked a question about your draft status. And instead of really speaking to you, he said that the NFL teams need to be concerned with the past lack of success from your predecessors, the guys who have gone before you. What are your thoughts in terms of Mel Kiper, first of all, making that statement, and the success of those who have paved the way under Coach Saban as far as defensive players?
Well, the ones that have had slow transition going to the league, you know, they had nicks and bruises, so they were hurt, so they had to sit out during mini camp, OTA, so they were a little behind. So that's the understanding I have from those that have not had much success going into it. But, I mean, as far as Mel Kiper, he's just, I mean, he's just, that's just his opinion, you know. And you can't take that from him. That's what he does. So it is what it is.
Yeah, you don't worry about it, haha. Definitely going to be having your name called on that first day. Let me talk to you, bring you back home a little closer to the Tide. You got a chance to watch the spring game. What's your initial overall thoughts of the 2014 edition of the Tide so far?
To be honest, I think they're going to have another shot at it. Every last one of those guys have been working hard through spring, through fourth quarter, and you can see the hunger in their eyes that they want it again, and they're going to do whatever it takes to get there. They're just going to continue to work hard and be patient and be humbling, and they're going to rise to the top again. You can believe that.
Now, Landon Collins, a more established starter back in the secondary. Geno Smith, what are your thoughts, having been the leader in that secondary the last 3 years? What are your thoughts on Geno Smith's move and how was his transition?
Geno Smith has been doing a great job. He calls me every now and then to ask him a couple questions on certain things, but he's bulking up a lot. He's still fast, still physical. He has the feet to cover and man-to-man. So I don't think he has a problem transitioning at that free safety position. So I'm ready to see what he can do and get involved and just have fun.
Yeah. Haha, when it comes to Coach Saban's defense, we talk a lot about, you know, the linebackers. Kind of talk to us what's going on from they just got to the line, broke the huddle, or hurry up, no huddle. What is Haha Clinton Dix going through to get his team from safeties to corners and everyone else in position to make the right calls? Kind of walk us through that process.
Well, the whole process is easy. You know, the tough thing was practice. As far as how many plays we ran, as far as how physical we were in practice, that was the hard time. But going to the game, we had did so much practice, so much preparation that when it came to Saturday, it was so easy. It was like tic-tac-toe, just playing cat. So it was a lot easy for me. The game was very slow on Saturday, so we didn't line up in the huddle. We got the call from the sideline, we seen the formation, recognized it, and went and played ball. And it was that simple. From
now, haha, I'm you know, I played the game and I'm looking and I'm watching you and I'm watching Kirby and you guys are arms are frailing and you're directing. So what's happening when we're sitting on the sideline looking and you guys are all those moving parts? What exactly is haha doing at that point?
When we see all those moving parts, that's us making formation changes, checking the call, going to different calls when we see something that we don't like. That's us just adjusting to the game and playing the call that we receive from the sideline.
And now, one more question regarding this moment, and then I want to take you backwards to the end of last year. What are your thoughts on this whole union movement from Northwestern, and what are you thinking if this happens or doesn't happen?
I think it's going to happen eventually. I think they're doing a great job over there, probably stepping up in one of the first bids. So I think it's gonna happen. You know, I think college players should be paid extra when it comes to stuff like that, as far as eating. You know, so now that we can eat all day, that's a good thing. I mean, nutrition and the things that Coach Saban have done at the University of Alabama, we're pretty much already up to par. You know, we ate good, didn't have to complain about that. But for the most part, around the NCAA, I think it should happen, and it's gonna happen.
Well, haha, let me take you back. You guys last year had an opportunity to be the, you know, in the modern era, the first team to go 3 in a row back to back, but didn't happen. Season kind of ended not the way you guys had wanted it to or hoped for it to. But after the season, I noticed some of the guys have talked about some of the young guys not buying in. Two questions on that. First of all, was it as bad as it has come across as now that it's out? And number two, how does this team moving forward ensure that doesn't happen from a leadership standpoint?
Well, I wouldn't just blame on the young cat. you know, it was a tough end, a tough way to end the season as far as the Auburn game. And, you know, at Bama, we live with a purpose. You know, we want to be champs. We want to win it every year. And that's how we are. And that's how we see it. But, you know, we fell short and, was kind of hurt by it. So, it was still in our mind going into the bowl game that we had just lost to Auburn. You know, Auburn's a big rival to us. So, I mean, that's still itching my skin every morning I wake up, the fact that we lost that game. But, for the most part, going into the next season, those guys have a chip on their shoulder. They have something they want to do special, and it's going to happen.
Well, hey, Ha-Ha, we want to wish you the best. First and foremost, thank you so much for getting up and joining Houston and Huber this morning. Wish you the best as you move forward to this all-important time. Safe travels up to New York along with CJ and Cyrus, and hopefully we can catch up with you on the other side whenever you land with your favorite of the 32 NFL teams. Thanks, Ha-Ha.
Thank you.
All right, have a blessed day. Roll Tide.